Welcome to the Mustang Podcast post-game show. My name is Connor, and Mustangs suffer another defeat at the hands of Vinton County, 86-65, I recall. Mustangs dropped to 0-5 on the year, and I believe they are 0-2 in SVC play. Now, out of the things that I say every week, of course I'm going to say those things, but I'm beginning to tell that a lot of people and a lot of fans are worried about what we're doing. I can obviously tell the players on the sidelines when the reserves came in for this game. Everybody's frustrated. Everybody is, I think, has reached their breaking point. And I think we don't want a situation where, like, for example, what happened to my eighth grade team when I played, where at the end of a game, you have players arguing, shouting at one another, blaming one another for the loss. Of course, that is a situation that I do not want to see, and I hope that gets avoided, because I was I had to break it. But yeah, it's never good when teammates fight amongst one another. Obviously, when I look back at this game, I feel like I'm going to say this because I say it every week. Whatever defensive scheme we are running, it is clearly not working. And I'm not blaming this on the coaches. I'm not putting the blame on anybody. Nobody gets the blame for this. I'm not the type of person to use scapegoats. Unlike some of the parents and some of the fans out there. Yes, I see you on Twitter. I see what you're saying. Now, here's the thing, folks. We need to look back at every single game that we played and reevaluate. We need to reevaluate. We need to reevaluate our offense, and we need to reevaluate our defense, because obviously there's something there that's not clearly working. I do not know what that is, but it's not clearly working. The first half of this game against Vinton County, we shot the ball really well, and then we got kind of like that high, the three-point high, as I like to call it. I completely made that up. But we had that three-point high going into halftime, and that three-point high kind of just slowly, methodically dropped in the second half. And, of course, I say this every week, but this needs to change. This needs to change right here, right now, if we want to win a damn game this season. We need to stop settling for so many threes, because a lot of teams live by the three. They die by the three. They get this three-point high, like I talked about earlier. They get this three-point high, and then they just shoot and shoot and shoot, regardless of if the shots are falling or not. But we need to stop settling. Our guards need to stop settling for so many god dang threes. If I had the answer as to why we are taking so many three-point shots a game, I would gladly tell you. But I do not have the answer for that. I don't have the answer. What I saw today, our guards drove to the basket, and they got fouls or layups. Why can't we do more of that? Why can't we drive to the hoop and either get a foul, a layup, or an and one? More of that, please. More of our guards stepping up and driving to the hoop instead of sitting back and taking these threes that they know that they're not going to make. Now, let's move over to the defensive side a little bit. Obviously, whatever we're running, it's not working. I don't know if it's the guys that they don't know how to run the defense. They don't know how to communicate because, trust me, lack of communication is a big reason why we're 0-5 right now. It just seems like every dang game, there's no communication on offense. None at all. You know, they don't have gaming headsets out there. They don't have cell phones out there. They can't text each other, so they might as well talk. Why is it so hard to communicate on defense and communicate on screens and switch? Why is it so hard? It's like the little things. The little things are the hardest to do for us for some reason. Now, again, with our offense, our defense, I don't know what type of defense we're running. You know, I'm not putting the blame on anybody. I'm not putting the blame on the coaches. I'm not putting the blame on the players. I'm not blaming anybody. I'm just telling you guys what I see and what I observe on a game-to-game basis. I think for this defense to be fixed, I think for a couple games, we should start the game off into man-to-man full court press and try to force some turnovers. That is what we need to do, in my opinion. Because we're throwing the ball away on offense, we're throwing the ball away on offense. Some games, it seems like, you know, we first force a turnover, and then we turn the ball over right on offense the very next possession, and like it's a garbage bag. You know, we're just throwing it away. And I don't know what in the world is wrong with our offense, but one of the problems is we're settling for way too many threes, and I know I'm repeating myself, but I cannot emphasize this point enough. Teams that live by the three die by the three. And right now, we're living by the three, it seems like, but we're dying by the three. We're dying by the three. And I feel like I say this every single game, too. Our guards expect our bigs to go up and get the offensive and defensive boards by themselves, when in reality, every single guy on that floor should be crashing the boards to attempt to get a rebound. Whether that be an offensive rebound or a defensive rebound, every single guy on that floor should be crossing those boards, should be crashing the board to get a rebound. It shouldn't be Luke, and it shouldn't be Seb by themselves going up and getting a rebound. Gang rebounding has been a struggle for us this year. And it seems like I say this, one of our keys to the game, I say it constantly, team rebounding, team rebounding, team rebounding. And I know we're young. We're inexperienced somewhat. But my God! There's no more excuses for the way that we play. Because, you know, everybody else in the SVC and whoever else we play, Madison Plains, South Gallia, and non-conference play, they circle us on their calendars and they say, easy win right here. This West 14, they're terrible. Easy win right here. But I know down the line we'll get some wins. But how long will it take to get our first win of the season? How long will it take? Now, I know we still got a lot of season left. We got the rest of December, and then we got January, and then late February, and then early March. Late February, early March, the state tournament starts. But something needs to get better. I think collectively, as a whole, in my opinion, We need to play better as a unit. A lot of guys, from what I've seen, need to put their egos aside. All right? Now, I'm not naming names, but I can pretty much tell who has a big ego and who doesn't. A few of the guys need to put their big egos aside. You know, Don't stop worrying about their personal stats and help the team win. Because our motto this year, we're a family. You know, we're a family. Not one person dictates how a family works. We need to regroup going into the Christmas break and next week at practice. We need to regroup and figure out what the problem is, get to the root of that problem, and fix it. And then we'll start winning some games.